evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/25/2019. It's a live Thursday night show. And oh, I'll tell you what. Let's just start with chapter 14 of John, and let's tell you what Lord Jesus had to say to you. And at verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need all of the ability that the Lord Jesus can bestow upon you. All of the promise that he, by you believing in him, can provide. That everlasting life in heaven, if you were to lose this life in this lifetime here, if you're to lose your body and be killed, then let me tell you what. What is it that Lord Jesus says, you see? What is it that he told us again? And I've read to you so many times, and I try to read it as best I can. And I, you know, people all the time are telling me, well, Hawk, you've got the this or the that or the blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I stand up unabashedly for Lord Jesus, and I say his name. I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I say Jesus' name all the time, and for 15 years, I've been on this broadcast striking blows against his enemies and then secondarily warning the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare for it as best I can. Oh, you know, I'm telling you. And if you go to Luke 21, let's just go there because that's what I'm looking for right now. What I'm looking for right now, here it is, Luke 21. And ye shall, verse 16, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You see, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people have already done giving theirs up. Or they just think that they don't have to be cold or hot, you know. They can just be lukewarm and, and I'll be over here in the shadow. No way. This thing, I'm going to tell you what. I used to talk to a buddy of mine. We used to talk about, you know, doing a song. What are you going to do when war comes to town? You know, it's like quite an interesting idea because we've not experienced that here except for 9/11 and individual acts of terrorism and murder and stuff by terrorists. But we have not experienced war on this continent. Since the Civil War, you see. So I'm trying to say to you is that if you look at the overall picture and you see what is developing, and what is developing is Luke 21, it is Matthew 24. And what is the answer? Well, the answer is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And if you believe in Jesus, you believe in him, you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. He can wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And then what else does he tell you to do? He gives you Matthew 25, doesn't he? He gives you Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins, the foolish and the wise ones. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was... Boy, I think we... Okay, the door was shut. I think we're still on. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." Okay? You got to be prepared, and you got to keep your lamp oil and your wicks for your lamps so that you can have light. That is a straightforward thing right there. We don't have to go to 17 seminaries of the third postulate of the hypotenuse of pi or something to understand all that. These are the Lord Jesus' words. Lord Jesus speaking directly to you. And if you're not out there, you've seen the warnings. We've seen all of the warnings, and now they've started to really make all the stuff. Lady J provided the sign that Brother Quayle posted up there on his site back, or he posted the email she had sent me back several weeks ago about the Walmart, about how their canned vegetables were being out of stock. And now that's continuing. We've heard all of the shortages, all of the things, and we've told you that a large portion of that was created because of weather warfare and the flooding and all the items that happened. And then the droughts as well, because they're going to drought. West Coast, are they not? Because they still got that doggone, those dams in the high mountains, the Oroville Dam. They still have the radiation off the West Coast. I guess they don't want to irradiate Gavin McLeod or Gavin whatever, not McLeod, but Gavin Newsom any more than he already is. I think he might have had some of that high potency weed with the magic mushrooms too much or something. I don't know. But he looks more like a straight, window pane or something like that. Now here, shock survey, 12% of U.S. corn farmers did not get their crops planted. 48% expect below average yield this harvest. The soybeans also are in bad trouble. This is an article at the end of theamericandream.com and theamericandream.com. Like, for instance, let's just take 48% of U.S. farmers say they expect their corn crop will deliver below average yield this harvest, according to the Farm Journal Pulse survey. 12% say they didn't get their crop planted. Only 10% of the farmers surveyed say their crop is above average this year. You can look at all the different ones about how many of the corns had any corn silk by July 21. Like here's North Dakota, only 10% of the corn. South Dakota, 9% of the corn. Minnesota, 21% of the corn. I'm still reading for this because this has got impact. Now you say, "Well, Hawk, I don't eat field corn. That's not in my diet." Oh, you don't, huh? You think there's anything that has corn syrup or any kind of byproducts of that corn that is in any of your food? If you don't, then you better go to the cabinet and start looking around and seeing what the heck you got as your ingredients. More than 20 million U.S. corn and soybean acres remain in poor to very poor condition. Illinois leads with 4.2 million acres in poor or unfavorable condition. The news isn't much better in Iowa, where 2 million acres are also listed under similar conditions. Now, livestock is fed by these. Okay. Soybeans. There's all kinds of things where soybeans are used. There's also the economics of it to where they're sold as cash crops for export. And then if you've got scenarios to where if farmers go out of business because they lost maybe last year's crop in the corn bins in the flooding, or even the elevator down the road lost all of their stuff, you see, that you had stored there. And if it's stored in your name, I don't necessarily know what the crop insurance is on that, but be that as it may, we're already got shortages of like green beans and things such as that. We have bananas that have a disease in bananas that's killing a lot of the banana production. Our seafood is tremendously depleted because of the radiation in the Pacific seafood and the mutations and all kind of weirdness that's going on with it. We already had the huge hits in the Gulf of Mexico from the oil that blew off the coast of Louisiana, the oil well that popped, the rig, and then the tons and tons and tons of the Corexit material, chemicals that went into the water that were delivered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the backup plan right now. They must not like old Hawker talking about it tonight, because he's telling you that what the Lord Jesus told you, you know. He's telling you that, by George, you know, you'd better get right with him and that you'd better listen to what he has to say and prepare for what's coming. So we've had to go to the little talkie now, the little talkie. But we're still on, and I'll tell you what, we're going to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And let me tell you something. What's the motto that the old Lucy operates on? Ordo Abteo. Happens to also be the 33rd degree motto, doesn't it? And when you're in there in D.C. and the Supreme Headquarters and all that bit, I've actually had somebody tell me about it. I've had somebody tell me that they looked up and saw, you see, a picture as they opened their eyes and they were conferred the degree. They opened their eyes. I looked up above and there was a picture of Albert Pike. And their motto is Ordo Ab Cao. Out of the chaos comes the order. Well, what kind of order is it? When Albert Pike said, the God we worship is not Adonai. First of all, he said, tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer, the light bringer. So these people in these high-level Lucy scenarios, and they're in the top slots. Who do you think some of these people are that don't like Trump? And that's in all these nations. Okay. They're disappearing. He is showing their corruption. He's showing that all of the items. Now, he's not, the complete genius. But I'm telling you, the guy is tough, and the Lord put him in here to be the bull in the china shop. On the other hand, he is not in charge. People think, well, the president, he can do this, he can do this. No, it's this deep state. It's all these people that run the intelligence, that threaten you, that have all this stuff to run it against you in Congress, all these things. But I'm going to tell you what, you'd better be paying attention to basics, just like Lord Jesus tells you to do in Matthew 25 to prepare And I'm going to say this. What do you got? What's the first thing you need? You need good wire. You need pure wire. You need water filtration systems. Those Berkey filtration systems with the black Berkey filters will take out viruses. They'll take out about 99% of all of the chemicals. Plus, they'll take out the protozoans, all of the different parasites, bacteria, and the viruses. There are other good ones as well. Search them out. Become redundant in pure water. I also have a backpack style way of K9 Kami, which has the silver item in it that will take out and filter water, and then it has the carbon that takes out the chemicals. That's in my backpack. But I also carry one of those, what do they call them, the straws. I also carry one of those life straws, you know, just on the off case. I also have in my rucksack and then, you know, my butt pack that goes on my pistol belt, I have also different tablets, okay, you know, like the old Halzone tablets that you put in it from the Vietnam War or some one of the other wars, the Purify. It might be some kind of iodine tablets or some kind of liquid. It could be like, aerobic 7 or something like that, an oxygenator. It could be a lot of things. You could have a unscented bleach and use so many drops per quart or per gallon of unscented bleach, like a Clorox, high-quality bleach, and put in there to do it. There are other... there are other chlorine type tablets and things to purify water that are all available, and you can go look online for them at various stores, or go to Cabela's, or you know, Bass Pro, or one of those places, or Gander Mountain, or wherever they got Academy, wherever they got camping supplies. You know what I'm saying? And look for that stuff, but get prepared. I urge you, I plead with you, because I'm going to tell you, the Red Chinese and the Russians are practicing up. The Red Chinese told the United States and everybody to stay away from the China Straits up in Taiwan, the Taiwan Straits, and to stay away from it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the U.S. took the Antietam and shoved it right up the old Chinese gut and went right up there to Taiwan, okay? And I'm going to tell you what, it's about time to quit taking the crap off of all these goofballs, these Iranian goofballs, you know, all of them. And I'm not saying I want to go to war, but when they start hitting you or threatening the USS Boxer, you take one of the drones out, well, maybe you ought to take the spot where the drone came out of, too. People have asked me, Hawk, why are the Blackhawks and the Little Birds and stuff, you know, involved in round D.C. and the different drills and the things they're doing? Well, because they're looking for continuity of government. But there's a good continuity of government in some ways, because the Russian subs are right off the coastline of Virginia and Maryland, and they sit there in the deep trench, and they can pop and, you know, up a cruise missile out of there. Submarine and hit D.C. in about a minute or 2 minutes. 2 minutes, kaboom, okay? Now, there is a time to go to the old softball game. And I tell you what, it's wonderful. You live in a good town, a middle-sized city, or even a big city or something, and you go down and you play the slow pitch or maybe the fast pitch or whatever. You go see the kids play Little League, and you get an ice cream cone and a Coca-Cola and you popcorn, and you sit in the stands and you yell at the umpire. I agree with all of that. Whenever you can and you're blessed with a family or a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever you got, or just a good friend, go on down to the Dairy Queen and get your Dairy Queen and sit on the chairs or on the wall or wherever it's at. I remember in the old days, there used to be a Dairy Queen in Carbondale, Illinois. You could go down and you could sit on this little wall that was right there by the sidewalk and eat Dairy Queen. So whatever it is you do, you should do a little bit of that, but you should also be systematically preparing and paying attention to what's going on. Now, let me tell you something. Did you see all of the heat and the temperatures? And hello to my good friends out there who have just moved from one part of France to another. Those good people there that live there that also are the wonderful missionaries. Let's just call them D&D. D&D, the missionaries, who in some distant land in old Indochine perform great miracles and have had a harvest of thousands, I think, of new believers and hundreds of new preachers. God bless you, and may the Lord Jesus, may he heal you of all your troubles, and may he shower you with superabundance so you can go again and go to those areas and then bring forth the harvest for our Father in heaven and for Lord Jesus. Bless you. But let me tell you, your weather, and there's other friends I've had over the years in France and in different places in Europe, your weather, if you look at it, you're being blocked from getting any moisture, winds, and things up the Atlantic. If you look at the mimic, that's the tropic, let me get to it here. Let's see. tropic.ssec.wisc.edu. And you can go there and you want to look for mimic, M-I-M-I-C. Dash TPW 2M, version 2M. And you go up there and you look at the domains. I'm looking right now at the North Atlantic and of the European area from there. And there is a huge energy construction that's coming up, it looks like, from off the coast of South America, way down south. And it's a huge white thing that looks like almost like it has three horns, are like the Cthulhu, the stag horns, or it looks like some sort of a weird, odd beast with horns on it that is blocking all of the wind and all of the stuff. There's also other items that are other energy constructs that are being shot out that are pushing the moisture flows back into the Gulf of Mexico. And then you're also up there around Nova Scotia. They're also like lightning bolt constructs, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, that are turning around and turning it into a clockwise flow back into the United States, being picked up by the pink energy bolt. So if you go to mimic-tpw version 2M and you look at it under the domain of the North Atlantic, you're going to see it. But off the coast of the West Coast, there's also stuff active. All over the world, if you look at these different domains, and I know that I can't always explain it on the radio exactly, but I'm going to tell you, you can go there. It's a real-time product view, layer precipitable water. But this allows you to see things that you ain't supposed to see. Now, I think, quite frankly, that some of this activity, that one pink item coming off that's being pushed towards the Gulf of Mexico to push the moisture that's coming off the Gulf from going up the Atlantic current and going into Europe and England and all of that, it's being pushed off, I think, maybe by CERN or by something out of Africa, okay, and being shot down back to where they're turning it, and then out of Nova Scotia, you'll see these items. This stuff, the weather, ladies and gentlemen, the weather is about 80% created by the weather machines, by the technology. This is not seeding clouds and just chemtrails or this or that. That's part of the thing, but this is electromagnetic energy devices and things that are being created all over the planet and from space. The technology, and if you don't listen to Brother Quayle years ago, his book Weather Wars, okay, might want to call Steve Quayle up, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840 and say, Steve, do you still have some of your Weather Wars books? You might want to get that. You might also want to understand and get with the fact of that what is coming down, because I think this amount of energy that's in this North Atlantic is what I would call more associated with the huge amount of power that, quite frankly, possibly the fallen angels, which are down in the Antarctic and in other places on this planet already, some having come back, others maybe still have been here, running things from behind the scenes. And this powerful energy, which I've seen two or three times before this year, similar types, but this is taking on the picture of like a horned animal of some sort in the midst of the North Atlantic and the South Atlantic coming up. So take a look at it if you can. It's in the domain. You got color scale. You want NRL color scale layer. You want to go down all the way to the TPW layer. Okay? And the fact of the matter is that these items are just tremendously illustrative of what's going on with the weather war, although they're not supposed to be. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, they've knocked me off the computer for a little bit. And then it came back on again, of course, after I got on the little phone, and then here we go again here. Well, let me tell you something. If you want to keep old Hawk in the game the way you've kept me on for 15 years, by the grace of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, you kept old Hawk on the air, kept me on the air, all right? Kept me personally able to do what I need to do in a month to stay in the game. And I'm going to tell you what. You can reach me by email at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And I do try to answer, you know, as best as I can. And then you can also reach me by mail, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Let me tell you something, if you write a card or letter, if you can put a little something in it, it could be Federal Reserve notes, you know, $1, $5, $10, $100, whatever it might be. It could be a silver quarter, a silver dime, a silver dollar. It could be a 10th ounce of gold, whatever it might be. It could be a check, a money order, but whatever it is, I pray that you'll keep old Hawk in the game and keep me swinging at the old Lucy's head with the ball bat and whatever else I got to hand. Because I'm going to tell you what, my first goal has always been the charge is to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And you see, there's all kind of game afoot. Have you seen the fact that the FBI is rocked by allegedly a public suicide of a top FBI agent named Cincinnati, who is a guy that was one that investigated the Clinton Foundation because he was a former Wall Street trader and knew the ins and outs of that, but then he went into the FBI. And Cincinnati reportedly was out with his colleagues, the FBI, at the Container Bar in Austin, Texas, a trendy watering hole, supposedly. And the group had been drinking and dancing, according to the sources. But later in the evening, Cincinnati reportedly turned the gun on himself on a crowded dance floor. But the fact of the matter is, the bar owner won't respond to calls, and then the FBI made everybody delete all their pictures and stuff off their phones. And also told the police not to say a word or to release any details of the death. And they also told that the people in the nightclub and all the people were to keep quiet about the shooting. They were basically threatened, all right? But he managed the FBI's financial crimes unit. Now, did he take his own life, or was there somebody who snuck up on the dance floor and stuck the gun in his ribs or grabbed his guy's gun from him and popped him with it and then left it there on the floor and then conveniently blended into the crowd? Because I don't know if he was killed or if he killed himself. We've got the same thing at the same time with Jeffrey Epstein, all right, in a New York jail. And they go in and they find out he's blue in the face and he's laying on the floor like in a, what do you call it, the fetal position. He's got marks, blue marks and stuff on his throat or neck, like somebody's been choking him or something. And he's half blue and he's unconscious. Just happens to happen at right about the same time, you see. Is the Clinton body count going up again, the alleged body count of the Clintons? I was reading some of them off earlier from a book I saw, an old book I had called The Circle of Death. But I remember one guy I used to have a drink with on a Friday night years ago, who just happened to be one of those people that was one of the auditors of the accounts, the old Revolution Trust Company, you know, Resolution Trust, that found the Whitewater crap that the Clintons were involved in and then took it all the way home and threatened them. Well, of course, that guy, he just happened to tell me, well, I got to go this week. I won't see you or any of the other guys up there at the old watering spot, because I got to go out to D.C. and go out to big meetings out there in Virginia and stuff. And so, of course, this guy who made a good living and was an extremely good auditor or, you know, accountant, you know, and all of that kind of stuff, who was happy to a certain degree. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't really happy. He found all that crap with the Clintons and the Whitewater and all that. But, oh, yeah, he went out to D.C. and then at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I believe it was Arlington, Virginia, he just happened to be up on top of a bank building, okay? A multi-story bank building in Virginia, you see. At 2 o'clock in the morning, and he jumped off the edge. Oh, yeah, bull crap. Or the boys on the tracks, or all the different ones in Arkansas. Or when they shot the guy who was at the grave of his girlfriend, you know, and they shot him with one of them harnesses that they trick you up, and then you got your finger on the trigger, and they crank it, and they make you squeeze your own trigger. Only problem is they used the wrong hand on the sheriff that they killed, okay, the deputy. And back in those days, the old days, I used to know Terry Reed and all those people. I even knew Barry Seal years and years and years ago. They killed him, too, in Baton Rouge. They killed a lot of these people. All this stuff, CIA, Clintonians, the Poppy Bush, Luciferians. And now they got a pedophile up in there, Epstein, who's also probably working as a blackmail operation, allegedly, for, according to Ann Coulter said it, she told the truth on it, for perhaps some intelligence operation, or maybe two or three different intel operations. But then we got this stuff happening. That's chaos. You got now the Ukraine has seized a Russian tanker in the Black Sea, which was the Russian tanker that blocked their waterway in the Kerch Straits to cause trouble last year. You got the Iranians taking the British tankers after the British stopped their tanker up in Gibraltar because they were running oil illegally to Syria. This is all chaos. You got Ilhan Omar of the Commie Squad. She married her brother, allegedly, to come here. And she committed all kind of different fraud cases and allegedly felonies in applying for, documents and loans and all kinds of stuff. And now there's been a formal charges filed against her in the House. The House Rules Subcommittee or Ethics type of committee or subcommittee in the House of Representatives. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this whole stuff is getting ready to be, everything is getting too loose, you know. All you guys who bought in Vietnam used to talk about keeping your stuff where, you know, wired tight, right? You know, the poop, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's all loose now, loose all over the United States, loose all over the world. And I'm going to tell you what, if you want to see them pop a 5G stuff, you know, and all this kind of thing and control you that way, or if you just want to see lights out, well, little Kimmy decides to drop his two poppers out of the satellites over Nebraska, knock out the entire power grids, and not just the power, but also the computers in your home, your business, in your cars, in your motorcycles, your diesel trucks that are so fancy now that you got all the fancy-dancy electronics on them. Knock it all out and throw the United States back into the 1800s. Now, let me tell you this. SharpSaddles.com is a good place. If you're going to use anything that you need, leather, or if you want a good knife, go to SharpSaddles.com. Brother Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com, Quayle.com. Check out. He's still got a few tickets for the Alien, answering the Alien question upcoming in Branson in September. I think after that, all bets are off. Congress will be starting to come back about that time from their 6 weeks off. Now, in the meantime, we could see a war develop, you know, in the Middle East that turns into Gog-Magog war for real, you see. And that's the kind of the case. We're going to find out that stuff is not going to be the way it was before. And Brother Quayle talked about this, did he not? Did not Steve tell you that the Lord gave him last year that after the Branch thing, it would not be ever be normal again? And it has not really been normal. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, things are going to get really serious. And get serious pretty doggone quick. And they've already begun to show you that. You're seeing the taste of it. You're seeing the season being developed right in front of your face. You have Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. protectorate, which is tied with the United States. It's under the U.S. flag. And you see it is all in turmoil, and they're throwing out the governor, and he's probably a crook, like most of these politicians are. But the fact of the matter is, the United States is doing the same thing to the Chinese in Hong Kong. The U.S. is, I'm sure, providing some cash and some intelligence help to help foment that. But at the same time, out in Hawaii, we have Native Hawaiians wanting to somehow change back to their kingdom or queendom there, you see, and just change all back. Well, if you're going to do that, then are you going to go back and just be farmers and fishermen? You want to just get rid of all your hotels and all your stuff, or what do you want to do? But you're a state now. So now you want Mauna Kea, that's your goddess. You want to worship a volcano, goddess? Now that's all right with me as far as you go. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. But you see, there's money going into that. There's huge protests in Hawaii. And what are you going to do when you dance the hula when the Japanese in the old days would have come to town after they nailed Pearl Harbor and taken you all over? Or what were you going to do when the Red Chinese come to town? You're going to do a hula when they come? And God bless you. The hula is a beautiful dance. It's culturally wonderful. I don't disagree with it. But I'm going to tell you, it's time to get down to what's happening here, you see. And what is real and not real and all of the different things. Do you want to worship? How you want to worship? That is your right in the United States. That's a First Amendment right. But don't tell me that I can't worship our Father in Heaven, Lord Jesus. Because we're not going to play that game anymore. We're not going to play the game where you got to lay down and then have the Muslim guys in schools and all the stuff, and you're going to have your children being taught to put on hijab and all these things. Uh-huh. No way. No way. So I'm going to tell you, SteveQuayle.com. Also, Steve has got a new Q-Files 2 or whatever he's calling it. Let's see. Let me get, see if I can pop that up real quick. He's got a new place where he's doing a podcast. It is a subscription podcast. It's called Q-Files 2.0, Exploring the Universe with Q-Files, weekly podcast news and information from Steve Quayle by subscription only. I believe it's about $9.99 or $10 a month, something like that. And he's going to put, after August 1, all of his alerts and things are going to be put up there. Now, one of the reasons this is happening is because, I'll tell you, we're getting ready to be in a scenario. If you've noticed, Fox News is doing a whole other thing. Besides their news stuff, they've got their deal up. It's all going to private channels so that you could dial in. They're going to be by subscription. Otherwise, cable providers are not going to provide you this thing. It's your normal sites that you're going to go up on. They're going to give you very small news windows. It's going to be a red Chinese Google crap, okay? Google, Woogle, Microsoft, whatever it is, all these tech giants that are trying to put you in a little box and turn you into the Borg. I'm going to tell you what, Christians, get up on your hind leg. Get up on your hind legs, and you better start preparing, and you better start getting ready to fight. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I always try to tell you about deals and stuff that I see on the front of a Bass Pro's latest sale flyer. Starts Friday the 26th. You can get an X-Force crossbow package with a scope, it looks like, and three bolts and a real nice high-quality Carbon Express X-Force blade crossbow package. 165-pound draw weight, 320 feet per second for $199.97. Then you go inside about a page or two, and they got all kind of different arrowheads that you can put, the broadheads that are razor sharp that you can put on your carbon bolts. You can also buy other bolts. Now, I'm going to tell you what, there's several other different types of crossbows of any kind of quality or size or capacity of feet per second, etc. But I also will tell you, if you go back a few pages in there, I see some big buys. Number one right here is a Marlin Model 60 semi-auto rimfire rifle, 22 long rifle with a 19-inch barrel, 14 shot for $169.97. You get good with that, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get a squirrel, you can get a bird, you get something to eat, you could probably shoot a deer with if you hit them just right, and you can take out a bad actor coming for you, somebody coming to try to steal your food, or coming to try to eat your liver or steal your children. You can put that right between their eyes, and they ain't gonna be around to bug you anymore. I'm going to tell you what. There are also some good deals. There's a hideout pistol, the Ruger LCP-2, 380 ACP. That's a 380 automatic Colt pistol, they call it. But they call it the little Colt pistol, too. It's a real nice palm-sized thing. It'll fit in your pocket. It's incredible. Also is the rifles. There's a Ruger 10-22, if you prefer that carbine. 18.5-inch barrel, you see, 22 long rifle. Ruger 10-22, $229.99. And there's some other items there, too. Some Glocks, some different things that are good buys. Now, one thing you may not think about, we got food as well as water purification, don't we? We have food, long-term storage food. You can your own food, okay? Or canned goods you get in the grocery store, and we know that those are running out. But also, we need shelter, don't we? If you had to leave your place, do you have a tent that you could live in or some other place to go in a bug-out locale? Do you have something to sleep in that you could put your family in if you had a campfire or different items that you could live in it and survive for a while if you had to? Well, I'm going to tell you, Cabela's has got a deal. They're a Lackinac tent, and it got a 12-by-12 tent, a Lackinac, has a 9'8" top in the point of it and about a 4-inch wall. $799, you got a house. $799, you got a house. If you then add the smokestack for a little extra and a mountain camp stove there that you could put in there and put that through with the special spark arresters and stuff, and you get your sleeping bags and your sleeping pads, and you could live in that tent. Here's somebody that gives a little bit of a heads up about it. This is the second Lackinac tent for our group. From 2 inches of wet snow to over 8 inches of rain, and 30 days in the rain in the forest in Oregon, it was amazing. They liked it. Okay. So if you do not have a tent, you might want to get a tent, some sleeping bags, some different items like that. There's also a good buy on the back of that flyer of a perfect for campsite or worksite, a Champion 3,550-watt generator for $279.97. A 3,550-watt weekender generator for $279. That's out there, old Bass Pro and Cabela's, okay? Just a couple items, ladies and gentlemen. But when you got 91% as well, want to go to civil war in the United States, 91% of the Democrats and the communists, the demon communist rats. And, you know, we had the New York power outage and all that, but you remember we had a power outage in D.C., we had a whole power outage in the whole country of Venezuela. They say, well, that was electromagnetic. No, that was, I think, a different power outage because the trucks and buses and cars were still running. And if they'd had a full EMP, you would have knocked the whole thing out, all right? But I'm going to tell you, that was then probably a computerized turnoff or localized turnoffs in some cases. Now we got Johannesburg. You got the power out in Johannesburg in South Africa. This is chaos. We have the Luciferians all over the planet sowing chaos, and they're going to come and bring their order home, and they're going to try to kill about 90% of the population of this planet Earth, and that's going to be billions upon billions. They're going to try to kill us, and they're going to try to take that population down to what they have on the Georgia Guidestones. Up there in the mountains, 500 million population planet Earth in harmony, blah, 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 okay? Well, that's Thomas Malthus's 500 million people from back in the old days when he was an economist and been an economic for the Bank of England, along with Adam Smith and others, you see. They created all this stuff. But the one thing that you can do is you can put back food, water, water purification, boots, firearms, crossbows. Pretty quiet way to hunt or to defend yourself, are they not? I'm going to tell you something else, though. I've been listening to people talking about basic training and boot camp and how hardly any of the young people coming to boot camp or to basic training are in any kind of shape. They can't do anything like they used to do in terms of the amount of calisthenics, the coordination, all of the different basic fitness. It just does not exist because kids play with Game Boys and Twitter Birds and stuff rather than play baseball or softball or hockey or whatever it might be, soccer. They're not doing something with their little bitty computers or the devices. And they got them eating soybeans, and they got them on, everybody is on this, that, and the other, keto this, and that, and vegetarian, then nobody can even pass a bowel movement in this generation anymore. Let alone fight their little arms, they never lift a weight or do anything. So I'm going to tell you, if you have any influence over your children or your grandchildren, then what you should do, and I'm going to tell you what, get them starting to run. Get them back on the old JFK fitness program. Sit-ups, push-ups, jumping jacks, running a certain distance in a certain period of time. But you also want to get and do the things like lift some weights and get a little more bulk on them. Have them do pull-ups, chin-ups, pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups. Do all of that kind of thing and really start to get fit. And if you can, get them enrolled in some kind of art of self-defense, whether that's going to be something. But I would tell you to do something that teaches practical fighting skills as opposed to going in there to win the black belts, all the belts, the trophies, and all the fancy sport type stuff. Get them into a self-defense thing. Get them into Hapkido or Krav Maga or maybe a little bit harder style karate or kung fu, somebody who teaches more practical street defense and that type of thing. If you can find somebody that can teach them the World War II stuff, the Defendos and that kind of stuff, like was taught by Fairburn and Sykes and Colonel Applegate, with the chin jabs and all the different stuff, the basic quick moves to get yourself out of trouble and put the other guy down quick. Or if it could be boxing, there's nothing wrong with boxing or any kind of a thing, but you can get them into something where they can do it. And if you can, get them out shooting a .22 rifle or a .22 handgun. You get them a little bit older, you put them on the 12-gauge. And the bigger rifles or whatever it is. But let's get them set and ready to go. Because they're going to have to fight at some point in time. Because you got billions of people on this planet. And if the food supply goes, there's going to be quite a bit of a competition. And what is the Lord Jesus had to tell us? What did his words say? Let me turn to it right now. Because that is the best way to do it, to read the words, not to paraphrase them if you can help it. And here it is right here. For then shall be great tribulation. This is Matthew 24, verse 21. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That doesn't mean you're going to rapture out necessarily. does say there also in Matthew 24, those that endure at the end, the same shall be saved. But oh my, you ain't going to get by without his help. Because eventually every knee is going to bow to him. I'm going to tell you what. Take advantage of it while you got the opportunity. Believe in him and you have everlasting life. Now, I still like to repent. But I was told not to tell anybody to repent. That you just had to believe. But I'm going to tell you what, is in repentance, you can unburden your heart and your mind and your body and give that over to Lord Jesus and ask him to be coming into your heart to be your Savior. And he can wash you clean with the blood, which was what he came to this planet to do. If you avail yourself of the best deal in town, you can have everlasting life with him in heaven. And you just might survive until he comes with the mighty archangels. When Jesus comes with the sword in his mouth, and they come to take out Lucifer and his 200 million man army at Armageddon. Don't go into there, Luciferian knife, not a fight. Get fired up, ladies and gentlemen. Get fired up and prepare. And for you old people out there like old Hawk, get yourself a cane and learn how to fight with a cane. Because that's a medical device. They cannot take it from you. Even if you get on a plane, a cane. And let me say this. Mighty men and women about to use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians tonight. Hit them where they're using their electromag against us. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, Mickey, be vigilant on the optics. And chase them bogeys out of them bad places, you know, that you sometimes find yourself having to be in these days. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and grant you a superabundance.